Hi, girls. I wanted to speak this week about the end of Perek Aleph in Bereishis and the beginning of Perek Beis, which talks about Shabbos Kodesh. Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim V'Ha'aretz V'Chol Tzvam Vayechal Elokim Vayom HaShvi'i Malachto Asher Asa Vayishbos Vayom HaShvi'i Mokom Malachto Asher Asa. We learned two famous Rashi, that asks about why the Torah talks about that Hashem finished on the seventh day. If he didn't do any work on the seventh day, really he finished on the sixth day. And Rashi tells us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Menucha into the world. And if you look a little further and you clarify what Menucha is, the Beis HaLevi teaches us that the Menucha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu experience, Menucha that we experience is getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, resting up from our daily activities. But the Menucha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu experienced was what we define as HaMechadish B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tomid Masa Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went into a mode of recreating the world and proved to us, or shows us, not really proves, but shows us that he's the master of the universe. He created the world in 6 days, but on the seventh day, he went into what we call Shavisa mode, into a mode of recreating the world and constantly holding up the world. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly recreating the world would cease to exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly recreating what he did on the first 6 days of creation. And that's why when we focus on what Shabbos focuses on, the Shabbos focuses on the rest, the menucha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went into. The Torah is teaching us that that's what we have to focus on. We have to focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly holding up the world and he constantly controls the world. And we find in Bereishis also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Bitzalmo, Bitzalem Elokim Bara Oso. And the Nefesh HaChayim tells us that it's... what does it mean that a person's created Bitzelem Elokim? It means that he's in the image of Elokim, of Hashem. Hashem, the name Elokim is defined as the Bal HaKochos Kulam. When we say the name Elokim, we are proclaiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of all koichos in the world, that every power in the world belongs to Hashem, and he's constantly running the world. And we are created in that image, meaning the Nefesh HaChaim tells us that we as people have the ability to tap into that koichos, that koich of Elokus, of being master. Our actions define really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decree from heaven. The fact that we are Tzelem Elokim, we have the ability to run the world. Our Maisim control what happens in the world. In fact, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nebuchadnezzar and Titus were nothing but just shluchim. They just destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It was really our actions that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing to do with Nebuchadnezzar and Titus. Shabbos being a time to attain kirvas elokos and to focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and to try to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe just one suggestion of a way to try to attain that kirvas elokos and to try to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because what is the most desirable position in a kingdom? To try to be the king's closest friend. And that's what we're supposed to try to work on in our whole lives. And Shabbos is really an avenue for us to try to attain that kirvas elokus. Reb Shamshon Pinkus so beautifully the Torah does it, but he brings it down, a comparison of Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash, that really a makom kadosh is no different than a zman kadosh. And the Beis HaMikdash being the lave of the entire world and being the makar habracha for the entire world. We all know the famous story about Shlomo HaMelech, that he planted pepper trees in Eretz Yisrael, and he was able to plant trees that really couldn't grow in the climate of Eretz Yisrael, because he knew that the Beis HaMikdash was the Makar HaBracha for the entire world, and he knew the arteries and the veins that came out of the heart of the world, the lev, the Beis HaMikdash being the lev of the world, and he knew what trees to plant along which arteries, because which koiches came out of the Beis HaMikdash and where those koiches lied, and therefore he was able to plant every kind of plant and tree in Eretz Yisrael that normally you wouldn't be able to plant. So too, Shabbos is the lev of our entire being. It's the lev of us, of our bodies. We know that a person's body correlates to every mitzvah in the Torah. We have 613 parts to our body, the Torah is comprised of 613 mitzvos, and every one of those body parts correlates to a certain mitzvah. There's a famous story of the Netziv, where he wasn't feeling well, and normally when he wasn't feeling well, he knew how to make himself feel better, because he knew which mitzvah, that part of his body that was sick, that wasn't feeling well, he knew what mitzvah it correlated to, and he was mechazik in that mitzvah. And then he felt better. And one time he told his wife he doesn't feel good, he has to go to the doctor. His wife was very surprised that he has to go to the doctor, because he never went to the doctor, because he knew how to fix whatever problem he had. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him exactly wasn't feeling well, and he gave him a prescription for medicine. And when he got home, he took the prescription and he put it on the shelf. And his wife said, "Let me have the prescription. I want to go fill the medicine." He says, "No, I don't need the medicine." She said, "Why not?" So he said, "I just needed to know which part of my body was sick. I didn't know what was bothering me. Once I know what was bothering me, then I know what to fix. I know which mitzvah to fix." So Shabbos is compared to the lev of a person. The lev being our most vital organ. Shabbos is the most vital, one of the most vital mitzvos that we will keep. We proclaim every week, every seventh day, we keep Shabbos for a seventh of our lives. It's a very long time. We proclaim every week that Hashem runs the world and that Hashem is master of the universe. And like we mentioned before, we could sort of help him. You don't want to say help him, but he doesn't need our help. But our Maisim will help to control the world. And we are proclaiming on Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. So that is one of the most vital mitzvos that we will keep. It is the Makar HaBracha. It is the source of all blessing to the entire week. The same way that the Beis HaMikdash is the Makar HaBracha to the entire world. The Mefarshim tell us that if the Goyim would know and understand what the Beis HaMikdash could do for them, they would be makifin oso kedei l'shomro. They would guard it and try to make sure that it couldn't be destroyed, because they don't realize how much bracha the Beis HaMikdash brings to the world. They would benefit from it also. The Gemara says, miyom shacharav Beis HaMikdash, ein yom she'ein bo klola v'lo yorat tal v'racha. The day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no day that there's not klala and that bracha doesn't come down, because the Beis HaMikdash is the source of our bracha. And when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we can tap in, the world benefits from all that bracha. But now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and we don't have the Makom Kadosh, we do have the closest thing to it, which is a Zman Kadosh, which is Shabbos. On Shabbos, we do so many things that are compared to the Beis HaMikdash. We bathe like the Kohanim washed up in the Beis HaMikdash. We set our table like the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. We light Neros. There are so many things that we do that are compared to Shabbos. And Shabbos is a time for us to tap into Kirvas Elokos and to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to our homes to be our guest. And we try to behave in a way where we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our midst and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want Him in our midst. And if only we can prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can keep the Shabbos, Kilchasa, just one Shabbos, and we'll all be free. The Gemara promises us that if we'll keep the Shabbos, Kilchasa, then Mashiach will come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to stay with us for good and not just come to be our guests on Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos, girls.